from KQED.
Live from KQED News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. For the second time in just 3 years, a firestorm is threatening the city of Santa Rosa. This time, the Shady Fire is bearing down from the northeast, in between the burn scars from the Tubbs and the Nuns fire just 3 years ago. Thousands of people have fled their homes. KQED reporter Shannon Lynn has been speaking to some of them this afternoon, and she joins me now from the Finley Community Center on the western side of town where evacuees are checking in. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, Raquel.
I cannot imagine the exhaustion and worry that these people must be experiencing right now. What have they told you?
Well, they're tired. You know, they've been out since last night. They were texted evacuation alerts, and many of them had go bags ready. Some extended families also had evacuation plans set up, so they all arrived at the same zone. Some of them are circling back to their neighborhoods to check on their homes before local authorities blocked off most of East Santa Rosa. And now it's just a waiting game. They're either waiting for shelter, waiting for updates from CAL FIRE, and just waiting to see when they can go home and if their homes are going to be intact.
A listener tweeted at me this afternoon, Santa Rosa's all in PTSD. And technically that comes later post-disaster, but she's right. This is really bad, traumatic. What's the mood there?
There's a sense of resignation. You know, Santa Rosa was devastated by fires in 2017, and wildfires have only increased in numbers since then. So residents are kind of just accepting their fate almost. And for some, that means trying to be positive. I saw a couple of kids playing baseball at a temporary evacuation zone, and their families told me that they're just trying to maintain normalcy as much as possible. And I spoke to Jordan Castañeda, who lives in East Santa Rosa. He says he was obsessively monitoring the LNU fires just last month. And when they didn't get the evacuation notice, he thought they were in the clear.
I just recently, 3 weeks ago, unpacked my stuff. And then I was like, because I was so sure. I was like, no, we're good. We're going to make it this year. And then my sister, her mom, was telling me, well, we haven't even been through October. The anniversary is like a week away or something. I'm like, nah, we're so good. Look at it. It's getting cold now. And here we are.
Unfortunately, it's not over yet. Are residents getting used to this, or are they just fed up? I mean, fire is becoming more frequent in Sonoma County, all across the West. Is it something you even can get used to?
The residents that I talk to are Santa Rosa native. You know, they grew up here, they live and work here, so they say it's very difficult to imagine living anywhere else. So many of the older residents that I spoke to say that they're going to rely on their homeowner's insurance to rebuild if their house burns. But some of the younger people I spoke to talked about leaving. One 22-year-old said he was getting ready to get up and just move. But when I asked him where, he said he really couldn't think of another place to call home.
Yeah, Sonoma County is really idyllic, but then watching all this unfold is unsettling. So looking forward, what's the weather outlook for tonight?
Forecasters say that winds are expected to diminish tonight. They blew up to 60 miles per hour last night, but it's still really dry and hot, about 90 degrees in Santa Rosa. And that low humidity is a real challenge for firefighters.
Indeed. Well, KQED's Shannon Lynn reporting from Santa Rosa. Thanks, Shannon.
Thanks, Raquel.
And I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KQED News.